Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Manson, and today we're reading Esther 3 through 4. Do you find yourself in a situation similar to Esther's, where you wish you could hide in the palace, so to speak? Then get ready. God has put you where you are for a purpose. That is, of course, from today's My Daily Walk. Does that make you want to scream, "What is my purpose?" Yeah, you're not alone. Most of us will spend our entire lives trying to figure that out. Oh, but what joy awaits when you do. So how do we do that? I always suggest starting with the spiritual gifts test in an effort to identify your God-given strengths and talents. In case you haven't done that yet, I'm including a few links. The first one I think is the best one. You do have to register, but it is free. There are other ones out there that are shorter that may not be as comprehensive, but anything that can really guide you along that way to figure out what your gifting is, that is God-given gifting, to start there. Then pray. Ask God to show you what He wants you to do. But once you feel it in your gut through the Holy Spirit, be ready to do it, no matter what. That is what this Bible study has been a product of, is really listening, learning my spiritual gifts, and then listening to God and having Him guide me through the Holy Spirit. And that's where Every Word 365 came from. More on Esther from Got Questions. Esther took her life in her hands and decided to intercede with the king on behalf of her beloved people, Israel, no matter the consequences to herself. Anyone approaching the king without being summoned was immediately put to death. She enlists Mordecai to gather the Israelites together and fast for 3 days, and by implication, pray for her. Esther's fast could have no other object but to obtain God's favor and protection in the dangerous course on which she was about to enter. "When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Her bravery and faith in God are a testament to the trust this young woman had in the living God. She is a lesson in God's sovereignty over His creation. He maneuvers every aspect of life to position people, governments, and situations for His plan and purpose. We may never know what God is doing, but a time might come when we realize why we have gone through certain experiences or met certain people or lived in certain areas or shopped in certain stores or taken certain trips. The time may come when everything comes together and we look back and see that we, too, were put in that moment of time just as Esther. She was put into a harem for such a time as this. She was given to a king for such a time as this. She was strengthened and prepared to intercede for her people for such a time as this. Esther is truly a reminder of God's promise, as written in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. I share all that because I think it is so good, and I hope you think about where you are and why you are there. And of course, the bold printed line that says, "Only when we place ourselves in God's hands can we bring glory to Him and growth to ourselves." Such good, inspirational words, and I hope they ring true to you and hit you where you need to be hit. Tomorrow is Esther 5 through 7. Happy reading. This episode is brought to you by Travel with Friends. Don't the logistics of planning a trip stop you from being a world traveler. With Travel with Friends, they have tours that you can join to experience a life-changing adventure with other friends. You can cruise throughout Alaska and Canada, journey through the footsteps of Paul in Greece, taste the delicious food of Italy, experience the places where Jesus walked in the Holy Land, and so much more. Just give Travel with Friends a call, 501-379-9226, email us at friends@travelwithfriends.com, or click the link in the description to find out more about their tours.